Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Terps won at home on Sunday, 69-66 over Nebraska. They are back in action Thursday night at Illinois. It's a 9 o'clock tip. Pregame coverage at 8 o'clock right here on 105.7 The Fan. And let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Chris Nocke, he'll be on the call with Johnny Holiday on Thursday, and he joins us now. And Chris, thanks as always for joining us. We do appreciate your time. And I said this earlier, I'll say it again, it's better to win ugly than lose pretty. But other than the fact that you won, what were your main takeaways from the win over Nebraska?
Well, Ken, thanks for having me on. You know what, man, at this point in time, never apologize for a win,
sure.
Right? I mean, you take it and you run. You know, sort of mind-boggling, you know, they're in all these close games all the time, and yet they don't appear to be learning some of the lessons from those close games. Until, you know, like, they're up 9 with against Nebraska, and it's closeout time, you know, and I thought they got passive offensively at the time. And of course, Nebraska won at Creighton. You know, they're not a bad team. They got some players, and you know, they kept playing and made it interesting there at the end. And so I think, you know, their stretch is a really good basketball that Maryland plays. It just situationally, they just need to be so much better and sharper, and that's a big part of what I'm seeing.
There's obviously quite a spotlight on Derek Queen and his struggles, which freshmen are going to struggle, and there's going to be ups and downs, right, and inconsistency, and we all know that. But I'm starting to wonder if when they're run and gun and he is playing free, and that's like when the vision and the footwork and all the things where he is advanced, I think, work for him. And am I crazy to think when they're playing these Big Ten style games and the other team is beating on them a little bit and it's a half court game, that that's where the youth shows up, and that's where and maybe he's thinking too much and he's trying too hard, and that's where we're seeing him get exposed a little bit?
I mean, that could be it. But there's a lot to unpack there. And I tell you, one of the things you have to note is, for instance, the other night, Nebraska was playing, you know, fifth-year seniors, guys who've been around the block a little bit. The one kid who lit us up in the first half, I think his last name was Morgan, you know, he scored his 1,000th point. So he's he did it all at Power Five schools. So, you know, these pretty good, older, more mature guys, you know, they're anxious to teach the young buck a few tricks. You know, that's a part of the makeup as well. I'm going to disagree with the first part.
Okay.
It's just because, like, to me, when he gets out and he's trying to handle the ball on the break, like, he had two critical charge calls against Northwestern. The first one was critical because it led to him being on the bench for a lot of that first half. He had the two fouls. The second one simply came at a critical part of the game in the second half. And so I just think he's going to have to deal with that. The nature of this sport, and the nature of this sport in this conference in particular, is that down the stretch of close games, it's possession basketball. People don't let you get out and get out on the break and just play freewheeling. It's just not the makeup of the coaches or the teams in this league. So I just think it's incumbent upon him to get better, to play with more urgency, to You know, he's got all the every skill set known to mankind, right? I mean, he can shoot it face up. He's got tremendous hands and feet. It's just there appears to be a disconnect between that skill set and the sort of want to that you need to play with at this level of basketball.
So, Chris, this isn't, and we're still pretty early on in conference play, but it's thrown around. This isn't a situation where you see him hitting a freshman wall at all.
I don't think so. I mean, to me, freshman wall, imaginary as it is a February thing. If it does happen, mm-hmm. I don't see it at all for him. You know, he's a guy who has been playing basketball every single day for years and years and years. I just don't see it hitting him like this. He's just got to learn the lessons. He's got to watch tape, watch what he's doing, watch what other people are doing against him. If he's not doing it by himself, you know, there should be an assistant, maybe two sitting down with him, going step by step. You know, here's what I'm seeing, here's what you need to be looking for, and here's where we can get better. Here's where we solve some of these problems. Nebraska, for instance, plays a very unique post defense. They drop three guys into the paint, regardless of who catches the ball in the post. They are determined that you beat them shooting jump shots, and they do a really good job with that. And two or three times, Derek caught the ball on the block and turned and acted surprised that a double team was coming. You know, that's preparation in that situation. You know the double team is coming. In fact, if you know the double team is coming, you've probably got a pretty good idea of where you should skip that pass to. That's all sort of the mental preps and the mental reps that it takes to be successful.
We're talking to Chris Nockey here on 105.7 The Fan. You can hear him on the call of Terps at Illinois right here on this network at 9 o'clock on Thursday. So let's take it one step further. Whether he's hitting a wall or not, he's been wildly inconsistent. But how tricky of a wicket is this for a coaching staff? Like, at times it seems like Geronimo, right, above the rim, rebounding, energy. Maybe you want a little more of that, and maybe less is more with this young man. But if he's not going to be a lottery pick, and again, I don't know, right? I don't have a crystal ball. But, like, you're constantly, this day and age, having to re-recruit, and you're recruiting these kids every day to try to have them as long as you can. Like, how do you manage the short-term versus the long-term versus all that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a needle. It's hard to thread that needle, right? I mean, you've got a lot of competing issues there and things that you've got to take into consideration. The talent is so worth the wait. You do have options on the bench. Gapari mm-hmm. has played some good minutes this year. Geronimo was really good against Nebraska, and I thought he was a difference, actually, right, considering the last 4 minutes of the first half and then the last 4 minutes of the game. Just did an excellent job. So you do have some options. You don't have to wait forever. But I think the talent is worth seeing what he's got on any given night and, you know, trying to light a fire underneath him. And again, you know, to your point, here's the deal, too. You can't go Bobby Knight on kids anymore. They'll transfer at the middle of the semester. You know, I saw where Iowa signed a guy who transferred out of Miami today. Now, Miami's a bit of a dumpster fire with Leonard Nagel leaving. So I always worry that this is sort of the ultimate sign that we've got it ass backwards, where you get guys transferring at semester break. You know, it's crazy. So you can't, you know, you got to be really delicate about the way you deal with this, no question.
Chris, Gillespie, since the Washington game, has been much better, double figures in every game, and then he kind of took over the game against Nebraska and did similar against UCLA. The Northwestern game was weird, though. He did hit the two layups, one to send overtime, and it looked like the second one was going to send us double overtime. I assume you prefer the more aggressive Jacoby Gillespie.
I do, and one of the reasons why I prefer it, Ken, is the fact that he shoots 90% from the free throw line. So when he gets to the line, those are pretty automatic points. I think he's come a long way. That Washington game, clearly an anomaly, you know, looking at it in the rearview mirror. He's had a really excellent year, probably far better, I think, than most people would have thought from him coming in from Belmont. He's been very, very good, and you know, the guards the other night saved their bacon between he and Rodney Rice and Selton Miguel. Again, that's because of that Nebraska defense. They're bound and determined to make perimeter players be the difference, and fortunately those guys were.
Chris, this stretch that the Terps are about to enter, 3 of 4 on the road. I know that there's a lot of basketball left to be played, but do you think this could be a season-defining stretch for this group, knowing the struggles on the road?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, I hate to do this because I try never to do the cliche speak and the coach speak, but I am of a mind in this day and age, particularly because there's so much about these teams I don't even know anymore. We're going into Illinois. I know they're good. I've watched them play 3 or 4 times. They got a bunch of new faces from what we saw last year. I play it. Why do one game at a time? And that's the best I can do. I don't look at stretches. The one stretch I will plead guilty because there are times when I think, Jesus, when are we going to be home again? And we do get 4 or 5 on at home in late February. So I will certainly look forward to that. But, you know, it's more of a survival thing. You want to survive on the road, take a win or two where you can, when you can. And, but really, I mean, my focus, and I would be if I were coaching, playing, or doing whatever, is really on Illinois, what they bring to the table. And it's a great environment. It's a lot of fun to play there. And the Terps have had some success there. We've actually played pretty well in Illinois over the years.
I want to get back to Gillespie for a second. Watching this thing evolve, he's so great coming off screens and slinging the ball from three-point land, and that's been big for them. But in some of these games and in these close and late situations where they've struggled, I find myself screaming at the TV, beat them off the dribble, like penetrate, like get these guys in foul trouble. I feel like maybe he's caught in betwixt and in between, especially if it's a night where Rice hasn't taken that many shots and Miguel's not hitting as many. Am I crazy to be looking at some of these situations recently saying, man, I want him to attack the rim more?
No, I tell you what, I will. In the last 4 minutes when they got really stagnant against Nebraska, I kept saying, you have to attack the basket here. You have to attack the basket, force the referees to make a call. You know, they got passive, just sort of spread the ball around on the perimeter, and they ended up, you know, trying to take opportunities really late in the shot clock. Now, I will tell you this, that in defense of Kobe, and not that he needs my defense at all, because, again, he's had a very good year.
Yeah,
and he's a very good player. I just think, you know, with Julian Reese and Derek Queen on the floor, the paint gets pretty crowded.
Mm.
And, you know, with those two guys and also the attention those guys receive, I do love it when he puts his head down and gets into the paint and makes everybody better. But sometimes that option's just not quite there for him. He has been their best player. You know, he and Julian has had a stretch of good basketball as well. But for the most part, it's been his show. He's done a nice job with it.
Terps at Illinois Thursday at 9. Pregame coverage begins at 8 here on 105.7 The Fan. Chris Nockey will be on the call with Johnny Holiday. Chris, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Stay warm, boys.
Thank you, sir. Hey, coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI, TAM, what you got?
Did a TMI a couple weeks ago leading into the Steelers wild card game, looking at the offense, looking at the defense, and the numbers defensively in the playoffs with Lamar starting at quarterback are great in pretty much every area besides forcing turnovers. Did a deeper dive into it this morning and also looking back to turnovers forced at the beginning of John Harbaugh's coaching run in Baltimore. We'll get into it next on The Fan.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.